and running forever. Even though it contains a training plan for half marathons and marathons, which some might consider the ultimate running challenges, going farther precedes getting faster. Both require consistency and determination. But getting faster is the harder of the two, because it also demands specialized workouts and true grit. Each section contains 10 to 12 chaplets, as I call them. These provide short, concise summaries of key information and conclude with at least 3 direct actions to follow. Everything you'll read on these pages has emerged from my half century of running experience, the testimony of the world's best runners and coaches, and the scientific conclusions of top running researchers. At the personal level, I've road tested every piece of advice in Run Forever. Over the last 55 years, I've run 110,000 miles, more than enough to make lots of mistakes, bad for me, and figure out better ways, good for you. Once, I was fast. I was fortunate enough to win the Boston Marathon in 1968 and to run a 2:14 that year. Now, I'm slow. I'm a happy member of the back-of-the-pack gang, and I'm proud to be there. I finished the same Thanksgiving Day 5-miler 55 years in a row. A few days after this book is due to be published, I hope to complete the Boston Marathon on the 50th anniversary of my win in 1968. Along the way, I've run marathons with Will Ferrell and Oprah Winfrey. If they can do it, and both did, finishing their races impressively, so can you. Many friends helped me write this book. In 4 decades of work at Runner's World magazine, I had long discussions with hundreds of elite runners. Frank Shorter, Bill Rogers, Catherine Switzer, Greta Weitz, Joan Benoit-Samuelson, Dina Castor, Mev Keflezighi, Ryan Hall, Shalane Flanagan, and more. Their wisdom and insight is woven throughout Run Forever. I also have a consuming interest in sports science, and I've interviewed many of the leading lights of the last half century. Ken Cooper, David Kostel, Ralph Paffenbarger, James Freese, Jack Daniels, Tim Noakes, Stephen Blair, and more. Their evidence-based findings underlie the most important concepts of Run Forever. My high school coach and mentor. Section 1. Getting Started. Essay. My first horrid run. My first long-distance run was one of my worst, maybe the worst ever. It came as a form of punishment. Too many runners get their start this way. It's all wrong. Indeed, it's no doubt the main reason so many stop running, an initial, painful introduction to the sport. I hope you'll find a different way. In fact, it's essential. If you don't organize your running as a positive part of your days and weeks, you won't continue it for long. I was lucky, as you'll learn in a moment. You might not be so fortunate. In that case, you'll need to discover ways to create your own luck, to surround your running with many positive reinforcements. I grew up the son of a YMCA director. He introduced me to all the popular sports, primarily football, basketball, and baseball. And I played them all with a wide-eyed energy and enthusiasm. I like to think I was pretty good, too. I grew nearly a foot in junior high school, reaching the 6-foot mark. That helped me choose my first high school sport. I decided to take a shot at basketball. It seemed a good fit. I had a burning desire to be a star athlete. I would do whatever it took. I tried out for the basketball team as a 10th grader. More scrappy than talented, I somehow managed to make the cut and was placed on the JV squad, at the very bottom of the squad. I was the worst player on the team. Even I could see that. Before this, in my inexperienced youth, I hadn't realized how many basketball players were stronger than me, not to mention better jumpers, better dribblers, better shooters, the whole works. The coach saw fit to put me in only one game. As I recall, we were behind by about 37 points with 2 minutes remaining. Coach figured it was safe to let me play at that point. There was nothing to lose. Not for the team, not for his personal reputation. Both were already scraping the bottom of the barrel. His assessment proved accurate. In my 2 minutes of play, I performed no miracles. That first season of JV basketball,